Benjamin Grierson moved to Jacksonville in 1850 with his family and lived here until he started his Civil War service. He was a musician primarily. He lived at 852 East State Street, and that house is still there, and it was built in 1839. It's going to be open to the public on Saturday from 10 to 2, this coming Saturday. But he joined the Civil War. He wanted to be in the infantry, but they assigned him to the cavalry, and he was assigned to head up the Illinois 6th Cav. And then he had his service as a cavalry officer. Grant was trying to capture Vicksburg and couldn't do it, so he designed this plan for someone to come and to lead a cavalry charge through the South and lead the troops away from there, and also to destroy the Newton Station supply unit. And that's what he did, and it was considered to be the single most successful cavalry raid through the North. Turned the tide of the war to the North. They were kind of losing by then, and also allowed Grant to capture Vicksburg. So that's what he's famous for. But then after the Civil War, he led the Buffalo Soldiers, the 10th Cavalry, U.S. Cavalry, up until 1892. And he was in charge of the entire Southwest one time out of San Diego. So that makes Benjamin Grierson a pretty famous guy in his time, and he lived in Jacksonville until he owned his house. The family owned the house until in the 1900s.
And he still lives on through Grierson days. And coming up this year, it's even more special because this is the 150th anniversary of that cavalry raid?
That's absolutely correct, Sean. It is the 150th anniversary, and we're kicking off our celebration in Jacksonville on Thursday night with a presentation by local writer, producer, director Robert Crow, who people are probably familiar with through his directorship over at New Salem. He was in charge of the theater over there. But that's on 7:30 Thursday night, and so that's a free will offering. It's 7:30, and it's going to be a nice presentation by him. He wrote it about the cavalry raid through the North, through the South, I'm sorry. So you'll learn all about that.
And then also, I saw Friday night, there's another play taking place.
Yeah, another one, nationally known Lincoln reenactors. Those are Max and Donna Daniels, and they're going to present An Evening with President and Mrs. Lincoln, which is supposed to be the evening prior to his assassination. And these people have won awards as the outstanding Lincoln reenactors. They from Bloomington, Illinois. They go all over the United States doing this, and they're just terrific at it. And it is also a free will contribution offering, 1 hour presentation.
Well, I know a lot of people think of the celebration as, you know, time to, you know, there are games there, there's food, there's all those types of things. But really, the focus is quite a bit on history and people learning about the past, and that includes not only military history but other things as well.
It is. We have joined with a group called the Veterans Remembered. And they're creating a timeline for World War I, World War II, Vietnam, Korean reenactors. And they have set up on Saturday right across the field from us. So they're right there. People can come in on Saturday and see some reenactors for those time periods. We have a Prairie Play Village set up for kids, and they can learn everything that was how to live in those days. You know, they did their clothing, and it's just for kids from 4 to 14, and it's just wonderful. So there's all kinds of games, and it really is. You can go through the camps. They're open from 9 in the morning till 5 in the afternoon, or after the – it's really not 5 because it's 9 in the morning till battle time. So, you know, you can talk to the reenactors. There's over 300 reenactors pre-registered for this event this year. So we have a pretty good showing of cavalry, cannons, dismounted infantry, and all those people. And we have two battles, one Saturday and one Sunday. Battle Saturday is at 3 p.m. The battle Sunday is at 1 p.m. And this is a battle at Newton Station, which is a reenactment, authentic reenactment of Grierson's raid.
We're talking with Ron Gray about the General Grierson Days that are taking place in Jacksonville later this week. And Ron, I was told that you are really the guy behind all of this that really makes it go. You helped coordinate it, and you've done it for a long time. Why are you so passionate about this event?
Well, I got involved with it 18 years ago. The lady that lived in his house was upset that Jacksonville had never done anything to celebrate the memory of Benjamin Grierson, and she contacted me, and through the Convention and Visitors Bureau, we set up Grierson Days. And I attended a reenactment over in Springfield along with the director that year. And so we have Grierson Days. That's how it's all started. And then, lo and behold, I started collecting Grierson memorabilia. I was lucky enough to run across his bedroom set that was for sale in Springfield at the Patty Doyle auction, and bought that and lived in another home at the time. Then my wife and I returned to Jacksonville after a 3-year stint in Michigan and bought the Grierson home. And so now we have the biggest Grierson memorabilia that you might have, and that's his home. And we live in it. We restored, in the process of restoring it, because you never finish a restoration project like this.
Did you know much about General Grierson before all of that?
No, I didn't. Honestly, I learned everything that I know about Grierson in the Civil War at that time. So I'm retired now, and this is my project for Jacksonville. And Jacksonville has kicked in. It's completely free, by the way. You can spend money through at the food vendors, and we have sutlers that sell things that everything that a Civil War soldier would need. And by the way, something I didn't mention, John, we have a baseball festival this year. Their teams that play by 1850 rules. They dress like they did in 1850s. They play the game the way they did then. And we have 6 teams participating Saturday and Sunday, 2 from Chicago, 1 from St. Louis, 1 from Decatur, Rockford, and then you have the Springfield Nines, your own team. So they'll all be playing. So if anybody would like to come over and play with the Springfield Nines, they're probably welcome to do so. But Civil War was really big during our baseball was very big during the Civil War. In 1857, there were 16 baseball teams. In 1864, there were 400 teams. And that gives you an idea of how popular, because these guys played, you know, I mean, that's the only pastime they had. And they just created the fervor of what we now know as professional baseball.